always do it wrong. Like, why you go up? It's just like this. No, but that's not our handshake. You just go. You know one thing about our relationship that I am sad about?
What?
That sounds so bad.
What is it?
Is that we can't share a wardrobe. Like, I can't wear your clothes, and you obviously can't wear my clothes.
I definitely can't wear yours, but you're wearing mine
I
today.
I mean, I can get by with wearing your clothes, but, like, you can tell that it's not, it doesn't fit. Like, right now, I'm wearing Yoni's shirt.
Can you tell us what it is?
This is, Yoni really wants, he's very proud of this thrift find.
This is my favorite shirt, probably.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is my favorite shirt of yours, too. It's other than the shirt that I bought for you.
It's a vintage Japanese racing shirt.
Yeah, like race car.
I don't even know where I got it from. I think I got it in LA, maybe at the Silver Lake Market.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you just got it on Grailed.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think you've had it for that long because we haven't been to that in like a long time.
Yeah,
but anyways, yeah, it's just like, you know, we have like other friends that we hang out with sometimes. And then I'm like, isn't that his shirt or isn't that his jacket? And she's wearing it and it fits, you know? So that's a thing.
I think you could wear my stuff too, but it depends on how big.
I definitely can't wear your pants.
Yeah. I mean, it's over for the pants.
And definitely. I can't really get away with wearing like a jacket or anything that you have. Everything's like way too big.
I mean, how many couples you think exist out there that...
Kind of a lot.
You actually didn't even hear my question.
I mean, I already know what the question is.
What is it?
How many couples do you think actually share a wardrobe?
No, I was going to say, how many couples do you think wear the same pants? Like...
Okay, maybe pants same is size. Hard. Maybe pants is hard because also like women's and men's pants are just different fitting. But like...
But if the waist size is like the same, I feel like that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, but I think tops, you can definitely like... If he has, you know, a Carhartt jacket.
Yeah.
You know, like I could wear... You know what I'm saying?
No, I get it.
Like it's possible to find. There's plenty of couples that are like the same height or the same size.
Yeah.
But anyways, welcome back
to the What's the Juice podcast. Can I introduce the podcast sometime?
Yeah, please.
My name is Yoni Kodo, your favorite host in the world, as always. And then my lovely wife, Alia, she's your other favorite host. Probably number two after me, but that's fine.
Damn, I never introduced you.
Okay,
go ahead. I can't introduce myself.
Go ahead. You can introduce me.
My name is Alia Zaitza. If you guys are wondering why is Zaitza...
Nobody's wondering that.
Okay, well, I'm just going to tell you that when I write it in English, there's like the English alphabet. There's no accent the way that they were being Romanian because under the T, there should be this little comma that makes the tsa sound. Like ts.
What is that comma called? Because a comma is not that.
Well, it's an accent. You know, the same way you have accents on letters in French and other languages. It just looks like a comma and it's under the T.
Yeah, I was just wondering what it was called. That's it.
Accent.
Yeah, but each accent has a name.
In Romanian? I don't know.
Maybe not. Anyways, today, were you done introducing?
Yeah.
Because I'm ready to go. Okay, so today's episode is something that I feel like everyone will relate to. I don't care if you live in South America, North America, Europe, Asia, Africa, anywhere in the world. I think everyone who's in the dating world is dealing with this
and or have dealt with it. On social media.
Yes, you have to be on social media to actually relate to this topic specifically.
So I think most of our listeners are.
Exactly. And if you're listening to this and you're not on social media, actually, everyone who's listening to this is on social media.
I think that's a bold, big assumption to make, but either way.
Because this is social media.
Is it?
Like, if you listen to a podcast... No, it's not.
But anyways, today we are combining the two and we're talking about like relationships on social media, but a very specific aspect of being in a relationship, old or new, and whether or not you post your partner on your social media.
I want to start with our experience with that.
Okay.
Because I have a very vivid memory of how that all went down with us.
When?
And I don't think we ever talked about it.
But like when in our relationship?
When we first started dating.
Okay.
Yes. So when we first started dating, after the first 30 days, I remember not posting, because I post a lot on social media.
Even then?
Even then, yeah. I post random. So I've always been this way. Like,
yeah,
the same
way.
That's
true. I wasn't doing any of the social media stuff yet.
You were barely posting when I met you.
Yeah, I was like not posting at all.
Yeah. I used to tell you, like, why don't you post photos?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't, let's say we went out to like eat together, right?
Okay.
You know, when you're dating someone, you post the other person. Not everyone does it. Not everyone.
Yeah, but this is like day. So we've been dating for like a month?
Yeah, like I think even like the first 2 months, I never posted you anywhere.
Okay. But you also had never really posted other girls. Like, it's not like you had, it's not like you had girls from other relationships on your Instagram.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
So, and I remember one day you tweeted something.
Oh, well, I was trying. I've never been on Twitter, okay? And I was trying to get on Twitter because Yoni was really big on Twitter at the time.
Yes, still am right now.
I was like trying to match you on that. Like, I was trying to get into something that you are into and I wasn't.
Uh-huh.
You know, so that's why I was like tweet, because I don't tweet now. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, no, you don't tweet now. But even back then, like, I didn't know you had a Twitter.
I had it, but I never used.
So then you started to tweet a lot, like ran, and anything Alia would tweet was for me to see.
But I just was like, I just think Twitter, you need to be.
Wait,
so
why was it for
that?
Me?
Because I liked you, obviously, and at this time we weren't like official or like we weren't in a relationship. We were still getting to know each other. We were dating.
Okay.
So I was just trying to get you to want to be with me.
You were posting the same songs that I like. So anyways, one day, but I didn't know at the time.
Okay,
I thought you'd been doing
it. What's the story?
Yeah, the story is one day you said something about me hiding you. Me like not, clearly you were a part of my life, but I wasn't putting that anywhere. And I put everything on social media, like where I go play basketball, where I go eat, random things like that. But for some reason, anytime we went out to eat,
mm-hmm.
I wasn't posting anything.
I don't know. I feel like we weren't going out to eat that often. But anyways.
No, I remember. I just
and
wasn't
I,
doing
I
it.
And I tweeted something that was obviously not directed. Like,
it was
a
subtweet.
It was a subtweet.
It was
right?
A subtweet. And she said, I wish you would stop hiding me. It wasn't like that, but it was something like that.
Something like that.
And I read that and I knew this was for me to see.
I mean, yeah. Because also I didn't tweet before we met.
Yeah. Did you think it was a big, like, what did you think about that?
It's hard to say because I don't really remember writing that. I'm sure I did.
Yeah, I wish I could find a tweet and like put it here.
I mean, we could probably find it if you really wanted to look for it. But I mean, at the time, I don't know. I was also young. I was 19 or maybe I was 20 at the time. I don't know. I feel like because I also hadn't, I was really young at the time.
Okay.
So I just think maybe it's hard for me to speak on that story because I really don't remember where my head was at. Because clearly if I said that, I've definitely changed my mind about it. But it could also be that at the time, I was just so kind of like wishing for you to make me your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, you know, officially. For you to say like, yes, you are my girlfriend, because that was also another thing in our relationship, that it took you forever. Well, not forever, but it took you longer than I kind of wanted for you to take.
Yeah.
Around like saying that we are in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you were treating me like your girlfriend and you were, you know, everything was there except for you to actually state and admit to me, not to other people, but like to me. That we were together.
Yeah.
So it kind of was like playing off of that. I think I was like ready for us to be like a thing. And you were just like holding back, you know?
I wasn't holding back. But for me, I think it was, like I told you before, would you prefer being treated like a girlfriend or just someone said, all right, we're together.
Okay,
and
why
then
is
not
it either
feel
or?
Like. So you just want both, like just...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
But
everybody
it's also
had,
like, why are you holding... Like, why are you treating me like it? But when it comes to actually talking about it, you're like beating around the bush.
I don't know. Maybe I was trying to figure out if I was ready for it.
But for what though? You're already doing everything.
Yeah, but it's different when you're doing everything, but then it's not official. So you kind of have like a pass to not.
Nah, can you silence your phone?
Yeah, sorry.
Anyways, so, okay, that's an interesting story that you brought up. Because I would say now I don't really care about any of that at all. I don't like at all care about posting each other on social media. I could care less.
So this is five years later.
Yeah. And it could be that, you know, early in the relationship, I think is very different.
I think
than
early,
later in the relationship.
Right. Early in the relationship, people just want to know that you are putting, because that's only if you're posting on social media. If you're not into that at all, then it's like it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, if you're not active on social to begin with, it's weird to expect that person to randomly start posting.
Exactly. I wouldn't even expect that from anybody. Yeah. But if you are posting and you are active and posting other shit, it's like if you're together with someone and they post everything but you, you will wonder, like, is there someone else?
But at the same time, Are they I don't know, because also why do they need to post you? Okay, so like let's really talk about it, right?
Okay.
If you're in a relationship, do you have to post your partner? Let's say you're even married.
You don't have to. You definitely don't have to. But if you are posting other things, why don't you post your partner?
If you're really posting like a lot of variety of areas and things in your life,
it's a normal thing to wonder. Like if we're both sitting at a table and we're both like having margaritas, right? And I only post my margarita and then you're just over there and I'm not, like I'm pretending like I'm by myself. That's, you will wonder like,
okay,
why don't
also,
you?
But also, I don't think that's necessarily pretending that you're by yourself, because today we went and had food. I just posted a photo of my bowl.
You didn't post my bowl?
No, because the photo wasn't that good. You know what I mean? So I don't think, I'm talking more of like we have a photo together on the feed or like something like that.
Photo together on the feed, that's like commitment. That's commitment if you do that, which is.
I think it really is like if someone is active and they don't post their partner and you've been in a relationship for like a while, it's not like your early stages of the dating, then I do think it's like a little bit weird that like you literally never post. Like let's say you go on vacation, you only post and you go, it's like me and you go on a vacation,
but it looks like you went by yourself.
I only post photos of myself.
Like how I would feel about that, I don't know. Like,
but then it's also different because this is my job.
Okay, but let's talk about, let's say if it wasn't your job, because this is not most
people's
jobs.
If it wasn't my job, I mean, yeah, if it wasn't my job, like I would, my job or not, I would still like, if there's a nice photo that we're both in, I'll post it.
Okay.
But also most of the time we don't have photos together because we don't hang out with other people.
That's true.
We have to like self-time our photos together.
Yeah. Most of our photos are like either selfies or like a
self-timer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think it's necessary to post your partner on social media?
I don't think it's necessary to post your partner on social media. I do think, because I think if one person, okay, so in our relationship, I would say that I don't post you on social media as much as you post me on social media.
I think I mean, that's true. That's true. Which is,
I don't know what photo, how many photos we have of both of us on my feed.
Feed.
And I also don't. I don't know. I just don't post you on social media that often. And we don't really have photos. Again, we actually don't really have that many photos together simply because nobody, like we don't have people taking photos of us.
I think we should start just asking random people on the street.
No, but it's not like that. Like I want a candid photo. I don't want a photo where it's like.
Yeah, no, I know. Definitely like being with people who see a candid moment and they would be like, oh, this would be a nice photo.
Yeah, but we don't have friends like that.
No. I feel like I'm that friend to like.
Take photos of other people that are candid.
But I'm okay with that.
Yeah, but I wish we had that.
Yeah, no, I know.
Because you also don't want every time we hang out with someone to be like, oh, can you take a photo of us?
Because then it ruins the moment.
Yeah, and that's not the type of photo I want.
Yeah.
But do you feel some type of way about the fact that I don't post you on my social that much?
No, not at all.
No, I mean, I don't. I do though, sometimes.
No, yeah, you do, but I don't need, I mean, for you to do that, it does, it's not like I want you to post me so people know we're together. Everybody knows we're together.
Yeah, that's true.
The only reason why people will feel some type of way about that, if it's because they're not sure of the relationship. It's like, is she hiding is she hiding someone else? Is she hiding me from someone else? Or
yeah, but that's like early stages. There's no way that you've been together for 4 years and you're thinking that.
Yes, I know. But if you are married and you're like on year five, I don't care if you never post me on social media. Like, we know, you know, like, we're on social media every day with this podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's true. Wait, I was gonna say something, I forgot.
Yeah, I definitely don't think it's a big deal.
What about birthday / Valentine's Day posts? Because I always feel like you are like, oh, I want to post something for your birthday or our anniversary. You like, it's just your thing and you're inclined to that, you want to make like a post about whatever the event is, mm-hmm. whether it's my birthday, whether it's our anniversary, whether it's Valentine's Day. And
I don't really want to. Yeah. Like, it would be my birthday and Alia just wouldn't say anything, not even say happy birthday on
social media.
Because
I'm telling you happy birthday. I'm not telling other people that I'm telling you happy birthday.
No, I know.
And I think that's so silly.
But I don't have a problem with that. I feel like I have a problem with that.
No, I think that people, the reason why I might post something, I naturally don't want to.
Okay, why?
Because it's so performative to me. Why am I telling everybody else that I'm telling you happy birthday?
Right, while like we're spending the whole day together.
Yeah, like I'm gonna go to dinner with you and say, and tell you happy birthday when we wake up in the morning and like have a whole day with you to celebrate your birthday. I don't have to post on my social media show other people that I'm saying happy birthday to. Of course, I'm married to you. I forgot his birthday.
Yeah, it's so interesting. But I feel like, you know, there's some people who actually have a real issue with that. Like, you didn't post me on your birthday.
Yeah. No, on my birthday.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, even siblings, parents, friends. Friends be making, like, a whole birthday post for someone else every year.
But it's okay. Like, when people do that,
I just think it's stupid.
Damn.
No. It's stupid to get mad at somebody for that.
For not doing that. Okay, now, like, let's say I post you on your birthday every year, right? For 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, you do.
And then on year six, I don't post you. And you already, like, you're used to the pattern. On year six, would you be like, he didn't post me this year? Like, would that stand out?
No, because I barely pay attention to when you do post it.
And also, I just want to let people know, like, the reason why I post Alia a lot, first of all, because I love taking photos.
Yeah, and you actually have, like, it's an opportunity to post, like, a photo that we took of something. Or
exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, when I do it, it's not because...
But other people do it...
And even if I wasn't...
Out of obligation. Like, not everyone is a photographer.
Yes. I feel like there's definitely some relationships out there who may not... Like, a person in the relationship might not want to post, but they know how much that would mean for their partner, so then they would post it.
Yeah.
But naturally, they probably don't want to do it, but they know that it's something important for the partner. So I think it's okay to do that in that case.
But why?
I'm not saying it's okay for the partner to expect that. But if you are in one of those relationships and you feel like, damn, like, I don't really want to post, but I'm going to just do it for her or for him.
Actually, I just think the concept in itself of, like, I have to, like, you're like making a birthday post for a friend or for your significant other out of obligation.
That's never good.
But yeah. Also, I just think it doesn't really make sense to me. Like, it is a performance.
Because
the whole point of the post is, like, you probably texted that friend on your text, or you called them, or you spent the day with them, and you said, happy birthday, I love you so much,
yeah,
can't wait to celebrate with you, blah,
I get
blah, blah.
It.
So that's the main thing. That's the main point.
Some people just like posting.
I think some people use it as an excuse to post a photo of themselves that they look good in with that friend.
Oh my God, no.
You don't think so?
No. I think that some people want to do it and they want to show other people their appreciation for their friend, how much they mean to them. Like maybe they write a long caption.
But why do they care of letting other people know?
They want to let you know that, yo, this is my friend and this is how much I love them. Like, I don't think it's that deep.
I mean, you might be right.
You know, it's just like, hey, this is my, this has been my friend for a long time. It's 10 years. I appreciate you. And that feels good to the person receiving that. They're going to be like, oh, thank you. Like, it's almost like it would feel good, honestly. And it feels, no one will ever say, oh, why did you post it? I didn't like it. Everyone would feel appreciated. Nobody would say, yeah, but you already texted me. Why are you posting on social media?
Of course not.
Everybody would be like, oh, hell yeah.
I just think that, and I'm not trying to make it deeper than it is, but I do think it's interesting that like that is a thing that I have to like post the birthday post for this person.
Yeah, yeah. You know? I think you posted maybe once.
No, last year I posted a reel of us in the grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
For your birthday.
Did you ever feel like you had to do it?
Yeah. And the reason why?
When?
I don't know if it was last year or maybe I just like wanted to post that video.
But was it because of me?
Well.
Or was it because
anytime
of?
Anytime it's either birthday, anniversary, and Valentine's Day, I always feel like if I don't post, someone out there is going to take note and they're going to be like, damn, why doesn't Alia post Yoni for his birthday? But he posts her all the time.
Is it because he loves her more?
I don't know, like what conclusions or what perceptions people have, but yeah. That's like a, like sometimes.
Maybe that's not even true.
Like for our anniversary, if you like post me and you say like happy anniversary or whatever.
Why do I
you
do
just,
that?
You just do that a lot. And it's just so not me, especially because I really treat my Instagram like a business. That's like my business. If I wasn't a social media content creator, and I was just a regular person, I had a 9-to-5, I would not post on social media like that much, really.
Because you haven't. Before it was your job, like...
I wasn't really posting.
No.
You know, and...
You had like 3 photos.
I had more than that. But okay, I 40. Really treated like a job, and for some reason...
But you don't have to all the time. Sometimes you can just live your life.
I mean, I do live my life, but I'm also thinking like now it's just become such a... I can't separate it from the fact that this is my job. Like, oh, I'm being active on stories today.
Okay, but if it's somebody's birthday or you want to say, like, it's nobody will say, is this your job? Like, I don't get the job.
I know, but I'm saying my relationship to it is that I don't think about it as a...
Like a personal Instagram.
Like a personal or like a... It's just not natural for me to share that much. Like, I really do it because it is my job. And because it's become my job versus you do it because you love like sharing a bunch of things or whatever. But for me, when I do something cute, where I see something nice, where we're doing a cute activity, I'm thinking this is a great opportunity for content.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think about. And when I post it, I'm like, I was active today. You know, like over the weekend.
I was active today.
Because it's just, that's become my relationship with it.
It's so crazy. Like, huh.
Because I know that anything that I do on there is going to make... Any post that I put, any reel, any video, any story is going to add up to something career-wise. You know?
Yeah.
So when, and because I know that there's a good amount of people that follow both of us, that when you say happy anniversary and you take a photo of me or we're having dinner or whatever, and I don't post it, I'm thinking, will people take note? Will people think that
I don't
like,
think so.
Messed up?
I don't think so.
Will people perceive that as like, I don't care? And it's crazy. But that's something that I'm even thinking about.
But I think by now, people already know that Yoni takes photos every single day.
And like of everything.
Yeah, exactly. So it comes very natural to me. And when I do it, I'm not even doing, oh, I post this to you. I never thought about that. I'm just posting because I wanted to post and that's it.
I always feel guilty that if you...
If anything, you
I
can just repost
post.
It.
I don't have... I just don't want to.
I know. That's fine. But I do know that there are some relationships out there that this is like a real thing.
Yeah.
That you don't post me on my birthday, especially why... I feel
Our
like some
anniversary.
People, yeah. I feel like some people definitely like... Probably like broke up over that. Like you didn't post me on social media. Like who else are you talking to? And
but why
some
is the
like
automatic
that?
Assumption like there's someone else?
Because you're posting everything else but me. So it's like you don't want other people to see that you're not single. Like You know, there's a lot of guys out there who pretend to be single and then never post their girlfriends.
I can see that.
Which
I feel
is
like girls can't wait to show that they're in a relationship.
Okay.
That's a big statement, but that's just my impression.
Okay, and that's great.
I feel like girls love to, and we'll get into this in a little bit, but girls love to like to low key show that they're with another guy, but like they don't show.
Oh, you guys, like only show like their feet or their hands
their
or something.
Feet? Nobody shows feet. That'd be so weird if you just show their foot.
Like their foot, like, oh yeah, actually that is
like
weird.
Their with a shoe on,
yeah,
right?
Like size 12.
Their feet. Yeah, I don't know. I do feel like everyone's heard about this, but soft launching and hard launching is a big thing online.
That is literally like my first time hearing that when you said that today.
Yeah, I had to educate you on that because you
soft launching,
know.
Like, but I didn't know that was an actual term that people use.
Oh yeah. Especially when it comes to like celebrities or different things like that. People are always saying like, ooh, so-and-so is soft launching someone.
That's so weird.
But
to
it's
me.
Also very intentional. Because when you're hanging out with other people or just one person or whatever you're doing, you can so easily not include them in the post or the story or the video or whatever it is.
Give us an example of a soft launch.
Exactly what we just talked about. We're on a date or we're somewhere and your hands can be in the frame eating food and I capture those hands.
Those hands. Okay.
That's soft launching. And then the back of your head or the back of your like just from the back, a photo of you
the back
standing
of your back.
Somewhere, the back of the back.
Okay.
You know, a photo of you looking at something from the back in a store.
Just no face.
Or whatever. Yeah. No face.
So soft launching a person is you posting them on social media and their face is not in it.
Exactly. Or I'm hugging you from, and I'm hugging you and I'm taking a photo of us hugging and you can only see the back of
or like
you.
Or like
a
photo of holding hands.
Yeah, shit like that.
Holding hands, that's like a very specific one.
Yeah. Or
so
like I'm
launch?
In a different house or a different bed and it's like, whose bed is that? But that's like if you're really active on social media and people know that much about you. You
okay.
Know?
And what's a hard launch?
A hard launch is I post us kissing or like I post like a hard launch is like a clear you show that you're in a relationship, you're hugging, holding, being cute, whatever, and you see the person's face. I do think that this is more of a thing at the beginning of a relationship where you're kind of figuring out obviously your relationship, but then also since like obviously social media is such a big part of so many people's lives that how active you are on there, what you post on there, like it is like a whole other world.
On social media.
Yeah, social media in itself is like another, it's like a parallel world.
Like social media is actually not real. It's not real.
No, I know it's not real, but it actually is still very real. Like our relationship to social media.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, like what you put on it. Like you only put the highlights. You put what you want people to see.
Yeah, exactly. And it's kind of impossible to put everything on there.
You also shouldn't.
Yeah, you also shouldn't. But I think at the beginning of a relationship is basically like when I think this becomes a thing, when like you're first starting to see someone, maybe you follow each other on Instagram, so they see what you post, you see what they post, social media, like that's the same way that I went on Twitter to like tweet something that I knew you would read and think that I said it about you or whatever, like there's all this strategy.
Did you want me to interact with your tweets?
I don't remember, honestly. That was a very, like, specific moment in our relationship. But I was, like, reading all of Yoni's old tweets.
She was stalking me on Twitter.
I was thinking, like, something that was more, like, relationship or just seemed like it was about love or relationship.
Did
I'd
you
be
see
like,
those
damn,
tweets?
Who was that about?
And you would never ask me about it.
No, because I didn't want you to know that I was going deep in the rabbit hole.
Damn. How many years did you scroll?
Who knows? I have no idea.
Oh my God, okay.
That was 2018.
I feel like people do that with Instagram also.
Oh, of course. I mean, like, I do that with Instagram too.
Yeah, like when you start meeting someone or when you start dating someone, you just scroll until the very last picture.
Yeah. And actually, you know what's really funny?
Hmm.
Do you remember this is like kind of off topic, but do you remember when we had dinner like a few, like a week ago or so?
Mm-hmm.
And we were sitting next to these two girls. And the whole time, like, we felt like we couldn't even have a conversation because of how distracting their conversation was.
Yo, I feel like we didn't, we talked.
We talked, yeah. But also we
But my ears, I swear to you, my ears were like glued to that conversation.
Me too.
They were right next to us. It was hard to not, it was like some juicy shit. They were
talking
about.
Also, did you notice that it was only one girl talking the whole time?
Yeah.
And then the other girl was just like totally blindly, I feel like, agreeing to everything that the other girl said. I honestly, for some reason, when I see those types of girl relationships, I'm not trying to attack anyone. I don't know guy relationships, okay? I only know girl friends relationships. There's something about witnessing or hearing a friendship in which one friend is like the clear dominant, like they're talking about whatever they want and whatever they're talking about is what matters. And they're talking about themselves, what they think, this guy, that guy, blah, blah, blah. And the other friend is only like talking about that person's shit.
Yeah, but if you're having those types of conversation, I always appreciate if someone kind of stops themselves and let the other person talk.
Yeah.
Because it's like that person who was listening actually doesn't really give a shit about.
I mean, I don't think that's necessarily true because you guys are friends, so you care. But yeah, at what point, we were there for our whole meal, right? We were sitting next to them, like, since we sat there. I guess they left, like, kind of, I don't know, 30 minutes
A little bit before.
No, like 30 minutes after we sat down.
Yeah.
But for the 30 minutes that we were next to them, they were just, she was talking,
Do you remember what she was talking about?
Yeah, she was talking
about It was about a guy or different guys that she was dating.
A bunch of different guys. And the way she was talking was with such a specific type of confidence that I just detest. It was this type of like, he's ugly. Like if it's just crazy because girls, I'm sorry. Okay. I don't want to make it the guys, girls thing. But the way that some women
talk about guys. Take your time.
The way some women talk about other guys, saying he's ugly, he's I don't know, fat, he's skinny, he's not muscular, he doesn't have a good job,
he doesn't
whatever, like all these negative things, so freely and out there and just like shamelessly just putting this person down.
Mm-hmm.
With no problem whatsoever. But then if women would hear men talk about women that way, it would be outrageous. It would be, he's an asshole, he's a this, like he's a fuckboy, he's toxic, blah, blah, blah. But they don't reflect on themselves when they are just as rude, as shamelessly blunt and judgmental.
I'm trying to think if guys do that. If I'm sitting down.
Some guys do.
If I talk to someone, I don't know if I, I feel like we don't share that much with our guy friends about like dating life. Like we might say.
Maybe it's because you haven't been in the dating world in a minute.
I mean, yeah, maybe. So I don't even want to talk about something that I don't do, but I personally wouldn't, I would never do that.
I just feel like when we were sitting next to those girls and the way
it was very negative the whole time,
on and on and on about how this guy is like, he's so ugly. And it's funny because the other girl was like, I think he's kind of cute. She's like, really? I think he's so below me. I don't know why it just gave me such an ick.
So below me is crazy.
Who says that?
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck that was. Like,
and also like, I mean, not to be rude.
No, don't say it. Don't even say it. So, yeah, guys.
Well,
let me save Allie here.
But
I think.
But she ain't no Angelina Jolie either.
Yeah. But
so,
I mean,
like, relax.
She has her own little confidence going on. Good for her.
But I think it's so.
But just don't say people are so below you. And also, the guy wasn't there. She's just, like, talking shit with her friend. I feel like that's such a topic that you can easily
get carried
gossip
away.
And carried away, and you can just like talk.
She's talking about this other guy, and she said something like, "Oh yeah." And then there was other guy that I was like, something about like, I'm not gonna just sleep with you because you're hot or something. I don't know. I just feel like listening to that conversation, I couldn't stay away.
So what's the right way to do it? You meet up with your girl and you want to talk about your dating life. Like, what do? Like, you don't. And let's say the guy is all these things.
What?
I don't know, like all the bad stuff that
I mean,
she said,
I would say, like, I don't think he's that cute. Or just be like, I don't know if I'm like super attracted to him.
Like,
say,
there's a level of respect you gotta just, even if he's not there.
Exactly. It was just crazy to me that she kept going on and on. She said it several times. She's like, I don't know, I just think he's so ugly. I was like, what the like, I don't know why. That was just crazy to me.
I know.
And I just kind of hated the way that this girl kept being super negative and talking about herself the whole time.
Yeah.
And then this other friend was just kind of like...
You can tell the other friend was a little more reasonable and respectful. Because if I go on a date, no matter how bad the date is, if I go meet up with my friend and we talk about it, because this is what you do. You go on a date, you meet up with your friend soon after and you talk about how it was.
Yeah.
It's fine, right? So if I do it, and I tell my, like, I have a level of respect that, okay, I went on a date with this person that took their time out of their day to meet up with you. Probably, you know, got dressed nicely, whatever. Just have respect for people. Like, I don't know. I would never say, yeah, I went on this date and she's ugly and she's, I can't even do that.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah. I would just say, I don't think she's for me. I don't think, maybe we might just be friends if it doesn't work out, whatever.
Yeah, but can say there was like no, you know, physical attraction. That's totally fine.
But don't talk down on this person. Like, I hate when people
do like, that. Yeah, like, oh, so below me, blah, blah, blah.
It makes you
it was wild to me.
Yeah, it makes you look really, really bad. Like, if someone talks to me about these things.
That way.
I would be like, damn, you gotta chill out. This is not, don't talk like that.
Don't talk about other people this way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a little bit off topic. I forget how we got into that. But no. Conclusion of the episode.
Yeah, conclusion of the episode
posting each other on social media at the beginning of the relationship, it's definitely a little bit tricky. And I feel like if you are listening to this.
Oh my God, are you going to steal my line?
And you're the beginning stages, first few months, maybe even the first year. And this is a thing for you.
What, posting?
Where you wish your partner was posting you on social media.
You have to communicate that.
You 100%. That's the only way.
Because if you don't say it, there's no way for them to know.
Yeah. And also ask yourself, why do you care so much? And then you can also ask them, why don't they?
Don't they what?
Post them. Why doesn't he post me on social media?
You don't think that's a weird question to ask someone? Hey, like, we've been dating for 2 months and you haven't posted me yet. Why? You don't think that's a weird question?
I mean, I don't think you have to say it that way. I also think maybe not in the first 2 months.
How do you bring it up?
You've been dating for 6 months.
Okay.
And they are super active on social media, generally.
And then never posted
you? And
they
never posted, like, even the fact that they're in your presence.
How do you address that? How do you tell someone that? Give us a real-time example.
Okay. I feel like... I mean, I don't know, because I'm thinking you've been dating for 6 months. Like, you're probably pretty close.
And you should be close enough to tell people.
Yeah, and you should just be like, hey.
Hey, so can we talk for a second?
I mean, yeah, just be like, I don't know.
Honestly, I don't think, if you've been dating for 6 months, honestly, after 6 months, we were pretty close.
After 6 months, I was saying anything I was thinking. If something was, like, bothering me or...
Yeah.
I would just say, I don't know what I would say. But
so
I would
how come
about,
you haven't posted me yet? I've been waiting for 6 months.
No, I would maybe just...
I wouldn't make it a person... I wouldn't make that conversation like a serious thing yet. Okay. I would just say like, so are you ever going to post me on social media? Not that I care or anything like that, but just like, are you ever going to post me on social media?
That sounds serious.
Yeah, kind of serious, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like you can find a light, jokey way to bring it up. Like, damn, you really cut me out of that photo, huh?
Yeah, like you cropped me out. You just left my pinky finger on there.
Or it would just be like, so what's up with like...
No, you can't say what's up with like...
Why? That's so much more chill than,
hey,
when are you going to post me?
Okay, what about, hey, what's up with you not posting me? Like, what do you mean what's up? I just don't post you.
Yeah, but why though?
That's what's up. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. But I do think the only way around it, if this is a big thing for you, because the funny thing is, I don't think we've ever... Have we ever had this conversation before?
Were you?
Like, did I ever come up to you and say, post me? Because you just did.
I just did it. But and you were like, I'm fine with that.
But then...
Wait, but...
But then I also posted you from time to time, like if we were somewhere at the park and like you're there, I'll take a photo of you, tag you. Yeah,
but you would, you did a lot of soft launching.
No, I didn't.
Yes. Sunset evening, I'm over there taking a photo of the water.
That,
Alia would wait, take photos.
Why was I thinking of the exact same photo?
What do you mean?
The one when we went to Golden Gate?
Yeah.
No, Golden Gate.
Golden Gardens.
Golden Gardens.
Okay.
That's the one you're talking about, right?
Yeah, and I was just like playing with my hat. Too.
Yeah, and I took, well, that's so funny because that's the one I pictured in my head.
When? Like right now?
Just now.
Yeah, so you did a lot of soft launching, okay? Like a lot of silhouette
but
photos.
But I tagged you, so that's not soft launching.
Ooh, what about posting and not tagging
that
your
is,
partner?
That is soft launching.
No, but also people, sometimes I see people post their partner and they don't tag them because they don't want people to go on their page for whatever reason, which I understand.
Okay, I can see that.
I understand.
Like, interesting.
You're just gatekeeping your boyfriend.
Okay.
Which is fine. You know, everybody got their own reasons, but I mean, sometimes I
don't tag you because I'm like, who follows me probably already knows who you are.
Yeah, true. But why do people do that?
Which one?
Like post someone and not tag them. Maybe they don't have Instagram. And also too, like this conversation is kind of like, it's really funny because if you're not on social media,
you don't give.
It's just like, yo, we're talking about posting a... I'm having a real life relationship.
Well, yeah.
Like, this social media shit is like, whatever opinion, it doesn't matter. I'm the best partner in real life.
Yeah.
Social. See, that just shows you how much Instagram became a part of our lives.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, even though it doesn't matter, the way people's relationships are to these apps is that it doesn't matter. Yeah.
And I post you a lot. I post you. Actually, if you, nobody knows this, but I'm working on a 10-year photo book of Alia. So on our 10th year anniversary, I'm going to come out with a book and it's just going to be...
Wait, marriage anniversary or
it's going to be... I don't know. I'm still deciding. Because one will come before the other.
Yeah. Because we've known each other for... Almost 6 years.
For almost 6 years. So that means the book will be have to be ready in four years.
So crazy, 6 years.
So I don't know. Yeah, I think it's going to be the 10-year anniversary one.
Since we've known each other.
Yeah, since we've known each other.
But if it's not ready by then, it can be the 10 years since we've been married.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay, so I got options. And it's going to be a lot of black and white photos of just Alia in different apartments. If you guys been following Alia's YouTube, we move apartment every year for some reason. We always just do that.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of photos of her that I haven't shared. It's just her around the house. I don't want to be in it because I'm not in any of the photos because I'm the one taking them.
Yeah.
But I'm very excited for it.
Yeah.
You know, and that it was supposed to be a surprise, but I feel like you already
You've
know
been
it.
Talking about it.
Yeah, because I'm just so excited.
Yeah, and also like surprise or not, it's still very special, you know?
Yeah. So that's going to be
amazing.
That's
going to be a lot of me in one book.
No, that's fine. I don't know what I'm going to title it, but that's like... one of my biggest projects.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Well, anyways, guys, hopefully this was an interesting episode.
I think it was very interesting. Like, if I wasn't recording this and I was just listening to it, I would be very intuned.
Intuned?
Isn't that how you say
it? Intuned? Or tuned in, you mean?
Yo, English is my fifth language, okay?
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm sorry.
Let us know if you're listening on YouTube, if you're watching this on YouTube, let us know in the comments what you guys think about posting your person on social media. How do you feel about it? Is it ever been a thing for you?
And what do you do?
At the beginning of a relationship, you're discovering how someone does things, how someone feels about so many aspects of their life. You're learning so much. I'm realizing that now as I'm meeting more people in the city, just becoming friends with someone, you're learning, are they a good texter? Are they a bad texter? Do they like to do phone calls? Do they FaceTime? How, like...
Wait, what does that have to do with posting on social media?
No, I think it's the same as, like, I'm experiencing that again, where you're learning how someone deals with certain facets of life, modern life.
Yeah.
For the first time, you're learning this because you're meeting this new person. So it's the same thing with dating, where it's like the first, you know, few months or whatever, the beginning of a relationship, you're learning how does this person navigate this space of their life, this other space of their life, and how do they do it now that they are seeing someone or they are in a relationship?
Yeah, I think the sooner you communicate any type of issue that you have with your new person, the sooner, the better.
I mean, yeah, but if it's 2 weeks in and they haven't posted you, you shouldn't mention that.
No, it's like, yo, chill. It's only 2 weeks.
Like, I don't even know your last name. No, that's fucked up. But you know what I mean. like that. It's not the sooner. I think definitely like, I don't know, like 2 months in.
It also, honestly, it all depends how active they are.
Yeah, because if they just never don't really post that often, they
if your Instagram if your Instagram stories are like the small bubbles, and we spent the whole day together, and I didn't make it into any of those small bubbles.
But that's wild, though.
That's like, yo, bro, you're really like purposely not.
But then I don't know if I want to be with you, because that's like, why are you being extra by like really going out of your way to not show that? If you take a photo of your feet when you're walking. And I'm next to you. You like you specifically walk to the side to take a photo without my feet in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Let us know what you guys do. Let us know if you ever had that problem. Like, had anyone ever in your life that you've dated in the past had an issue with you not posting them, or maybe posting them? Because some people don't like when you post them. It's like, oh wait, it's hot waters here.
Yeah.
I still got to close some other deals out there.
I can definitely, I mean, it could be that, or yeah, I mean, I don't know why. I can picture a guy
mm-hmm.
seeing that the girl he's like kind of seeing posts him, like full frontal face, everything.
And tags him.
And he would be like, bro, like, why did you post me?
That's too soon. It's too early. Because you're trying to rush the relationship. We just yeah, like
she's trying to solidify that shit.
Yo, that happens a lot.
I can see that. But that to me already screams toxic relationship.
That she posts really fast?
No. That he is like, I think both sides, that she, like, how early in this relationship are we?
If we're not official yet and you posting me and you making it seem like we're official, like
you're
chill
posting
out.
Like full like,
yeah, like this. Relax. We're not together, and you make it seem like we're together. I have an issue with that.
Did I ever do that?
Huh?
I don't think I ever did that.
No, you never did.
But I think that's like also social awareness that I kind of expect that people are aware of that. Like until you've been together for a while and stuff, post people.
And also
like
ask.
That.
And also ask if I can post this.
Oh yeah, I mean you still ask me that.
Yeah.
Of course. I mean that's
sometimes,
just normal.
Sometimes.
What?
Most times I ask you if I can post.
Yeah,
if I don't,
most times.
Yeah. Because, you know, just out of respect, maybe you don't like that photo. I don't want to put you out there, you know?
Good.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you guys for listening.
I think there was one more thing I wanted to say.
Oh.
Yeah. If you're a guy and you're dating different women because you're trying to figure out who's going to be the one, okay?
Okay. How long have you been dating them?
You've been dating for a month each. There's three girls you're dating for a month and you're trying to figure out like, who do I like the best? This is a real thing that happens in the world. I've never done it personally.
Yeah, me neither. That's
but I know
weird.
This is a real thing.
Like how many girls at a time? Like
I don't
four?
Know, three or four. For a month straight, on the weekend you go with this one, then next weekend you go with Rachel, and then after that you go meet up with Natalie and then Christina. And you're just trying to see, like which one do I like the best? And everybody, maybe they're doing the same thing. Also, they're dating other guys too. So we're all just part of this rotation and we're going to see who's the perfect like match, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you do that. And then one of those girls, let's say Christina, right? She posts me on social media and she tags me. It goes to my tagged photos. We're not together, but it looked
in feed?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And then, and she would say, oh, beautiful day today, whatever, right? And
or it could be like, it's like even weekly dump.
Exactly.
And then.
And I make it on the dump. Now. And so you know when someone tags you, it goes to the separate feed with the tagged photos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So now the other girls that I'm dating, because everybody's on all over everyone's Instagram.
Yeah, it's like, were they tagged in something?
So now they go to the tag photos, because that's a thing people do. You go to the tag photo. Let me see if someone, who is he hanging out with, right?
Yeah.
And then they see that. It might ruin something. Maybe that girl that saw that, maybe that was the one that you actually really liked. So now she sees that and she's going to start asking you questions. But you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
And I think that's why when it's early, just chill with the photos
but
and tagging.
What timeline is no longer considered early? Anything past two months?
Early is if you're dating and you both know that you're dating other people. No matter how bad I want to post a photo of you, I feel like out of respect and knowing how it goes.
But also, why are you trying to show him that you think he's all that?
What do you mean?
Like, I would only post a photo of someone like that if, like...
If you're dating...
If we're together.
Yeah, I know. If you're dating, like, it's too early. But
that's
maybe,
crazy, though.
But maybe you just want to post your date. Like, hey, I want a date today. Like, some people treat Instagram like it's, like, their third arm, you know? Like,
I'm just thinking, I would never do that. I mean, I also just don't date people like that.
Yeah. Well, let us know what you think. Let us know what you do.
Thank you guys for listening on today's episode. We're about to hop over to Patreon and record. Is it a Q&A?
We are doing a Q&A today on Patreon. So I think we're going to do two parts for this.
Yes, because you guys always come through with all the questions.
Exactly.
So asked you guys to send us advice you want, questions about our
random
lives.
Random questions, yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
Anything is up for... question.
Yeah, so this weekend's gonna be, what did you whisper the last part?
I don't know.
So Q&A part one is gonna be this weekend on Patreon.
If you have not yet checked it out, you should. It's all linked in the description of this episode.
Yes, please do. Only good vibes over there. And yeah, that's it.
Hope you have a great rest of your day, whatever you're up to and doing. New York is beautiful, sunny.
New York is New Yorking today.
Yes. And I think that's all we're gonna leave you with.
Okay. I was going to say, if you got to the end of this episode, say something. But
just comment about what you think.
Yeah, what you think about this. Okay, yeah. Bye, guys.
Bye. Have a great day.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.